studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam. I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. Stories are as old as humankind. Our Paleolithic ancestors dramatically portrayed the stories of their hunts in forms of cave paintings. Later, storytelling evolved when our ancestors tried to convey a story through gestures and expressions, which later evolved into oral narratives, music, dance, and movies. Now, why stories? Well, to be human is to have a story. We think of our lives as a story. Story is the structure that gives meaning and order to our lives. Instead of trying to make sense of the literally millions of independent events that comprise our lives, we intuitively organize them into an orderly sequence of events. We have a past, a sense of where we came from, a middle, who we are now, and a future, what we aspire to become. This is essentially the same structure, beginning, middle, and end, that makes up a story. Now, at their best, stories are incredibly persuasive because they speak to us at a very meaningful, emotional, and often unconscious level. When a story makes the hair on the back of your neck tingle, it is because that particular story has touched a very deep nerve in our personal or collective psyches. Now, we have short stories, long stories, and epics. Each story speaks to us at an intimate and individual level. Take any form of art, they are basically trying to tell a story, whether it is a song, a painting, a movie, a documentary, a dance performance, or giving a speech. All the successful artists in the world, they all are good storytellers. Now, Father Anthony DeMello, an Indian-born Jesuit priest and psychotherapist who became widely known for his books on spirituality like Prayer of the Frog, Song of the Bird, 1 Minute Wisdom, etc., writes in an introduction to one of his books that there are three ways to read a story. First, read the story once, then move on to another. Now, this manner of reading will give you entertainment. Second, read the story twice, reflect on it, apply it to your life. That will give you a taste of theology. Third, read the story again, and after you have reflected on it, create a silence within you and let the story reveal to you its inner depth and meaning. Something beyond words and reflections. This will give you a feeling for the mystical. Our beloved Swami was a master storyteller. In almost every discourse, we would hear those sweet words, "Oka chinna katha," meaning, here is a short story.
Oka chinna katha untundadi.
There's a small story here.
Oka paaku bhoomi daggara 5 rupayalu appu teeskundata.
A fox has taken a loan of 5 rupees from earth.
రెండవ దినం లేచేటప్పటికే అర్త్ అడిగిందట, ఏం 4 రూపాయలు నా ఇస్తావా లేదా అని.
సెకండ్ డే అర్త్ ఆస్క్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు రీపే ద లోన్.
అదే, దీన్ని ఇంకా తృప్తి పెట్టడం చాలా కష్టమవుతుందని రాత్రి చాలా పరిగెత్తి ఎంతో అడుగు పరిగెత్తిపోయిందట.
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ఇవేడ్ పేమెంట్ ద ఫాక్స్ వెంట్ ఆన్ రన్నింగ్ ఓవర్ నైట్.
ఈ భూమి యొక్క తాపాన్ని నేను తప్పక తప్పించుకున్నాను, నేను ఇంకా హాయిగా ఉండవచ్చు అనుకుందట ఆ నక్క.
ద ఫాక్స్ didn't want to be bothered or pestered by earth, therefore it went on running.
విశ్రాంతి తీసుకుంది.
ఇట్ టుక్ రెస్ట్.
తెల్లవారు లేచింది.
గాట్ అప్ నెక్స్ట్ మార్నింగ్.
ఇక్కడ అక్కడ కూడా భూమి ఏమి నా 5 రూపాయలకు ఇస్తావు అని అంటుంది.
ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ అర్త్ స్టార్టెడ్ క్వశ్చనింగ్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు పే బ్యాక్ ద లోన్.
కనుకనే భూదేవి అనేటువంటిది సర్వతత్వాని పాదం, సర్వత్రా ఉంటుండాలి.
సో అర్త్ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్.
కనుకనే ఈ భూమిదే ఒక దేవత.
దేర్ఫోర్ అర్త్ ఈస్ డివైన్.
So that was our beloved Swami in his signature style telling us a story of the fox who took loan from Mother Earth and how in his foolishness was trying to hide from Mother Earth. Truly, the human predicament is same as this foolish fox. How can we hide from God who is present in all things at all times? So well, dear listeners, today let's dive into these nectarine stories narrated by the Lord of the Universe. And remember, carry these stories around all day and allow its fragrance and its melody to haunt you. Let it speak to you, to your heart and not to your brain. Now, before we go into the first story, here is some delightful music. Ah, 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 ah.
Shivaya. Sambha Sadashiva, Namah Shivaya.
Sambha Sadashiva, Namah Shivaya.
Sambha Sadashiva, Namah Shivaya.
Sambha Sadashiva,
Girija Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Girija Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Girija Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Girija Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya. Sadashiva Namah Shivaya. Sambha Sadashiva Namah Shivaya.
Girija Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Girija Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya.
Lingodbhavakara Sai Manohara.
Lingodbhavakara Sai Manohara.
Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya. Namah Shivaya. Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya.
So the first Chinnakatha that we are going to listen shows the importance of leading a righteous life. Now Prahlada was not only a devotee of Lord Narayana, but also a very righteous king. He was also the most bountiful of kings. He would never say no to anyone who approached him for a gift or favor. Once Lord Indra intended to test Prahlada and so came to him in guise of a Brahmin. Now Prahlada offered his respects to him and asked, "What do you seek of me? How can I make you happy?" The Brahmin replied, "O king, I want you to gift me your character." Prahlada said, "So be it, your wish is fulfilled. I am giving away my character to you." The Brahmin left the court. But no sooner did the Brahmin leave, a charming young man was seen walking away from the royal court. Now Prahlada was perplexed. He asked him, "Sir, who are you? I have never seen you before here." The young man replied, "I am Fame. I cannot stay with you any longer since character has left you." Prahlada permitted him to leave. A few seconds later, yet another handsome person was seen walking away from the court. Prahlada asked, "May I know who you are?" He replied, "I am Valor. How can I be with you without character and fame? Therefore, I am leaving." Prahlada permitted him also to leave. Soon, a charming lady was seen leaving the court in hurry. Prahlada asked her mother, "May I know who you are?" She said, "I am Raja Lakshmi, the presiding deity of this kingdom." And she added, "I can't live here without character, fame and valor." Next, another lady was seen moving away in tears in her eyes. Prahlada ran towards her and asked, "Mother, who are you?" She said, "Son, I am Dharma Devata, or the goddess of righteousness. I don't have a place where there is no character, fame and valor. Even Raja Lakshmi has left you." Prahlada fell at her feet and said, "Mother, I can live without character, fame, valor and Raja Lakshmi, but I cannot live without you. How can I send you anywhere? It is the duty of the king to protect righteousness. That alone is the basis of the entire world. So please stay with me. Do not forsake me." The Dharma Devata agreed to stay. And when this happened, all the others too returned to the court and said, "We cannot exist without Dharma Devata. Let us please be with you." Lord Indra tested Prahlada only to illustrate to the world the greatness of Prahlada, who practiced the principles of righteousness steadfastly. Stay tuned, dear listeners. We'll be back with more stories. For now, here is a beautiful song by the alumni of Swami's University from their album, The Bridge Across Time.
आज की रात निराली है, उसे मत पूछो। आज की बात निराली है, उसे मत पूछो। जिस तरह झूल रहे हैं मेरे सरकार यहाँ, दिल के झूले में बिठाओ व झूला कर देखो। बोलिए इससे भी प्यार कोई रात आई है, मेरे बाबा की आज सालगिरह आई है। एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं सालगिरह आई है। हर तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं सालगिरह आई है। दुनिया वालों सुनो, आज साल गिरह आई है। हर तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं साल गिरह आई है। पर ये नए रंग बिखर जाते हैं। चांद हंसता है, सितारे भी मुस्कुराते हैं, आसमां पर ये नए रंग बिखर जाते हैं। भोर होते ही जो किरणों ने छुई चित्रावती, भोर होते ही जो किरणों ने छुई चित्रावती, एक मस्ती भरे संगीत में सब गाते हैं। एक मस्ती भरे संगीत में सब गाते हैं। लब पे कुदरत के छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं साल गिर आई है। हर तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं साल गिर आई है। बर्बादी के आसार नजर आते हैं, जब भी दुनिया में कहर जुल्म सितम ढाते हैं और बर्बादी के आसार नजर आते हैं, तब कभी धर्म और ईमान की हिफाजत के लिए, तब कभी धर्म और ईमान की हिफाजत के लिए बंदा परवल खुद ही धरती पे उतर आते हैं। हर तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं साल गिर आई है। हर तरफ एक महकी सी फिजा छाई है, जानते हो कि नहीं साल गिर आई है। मेरे बाबा की आज साल गिर
What do you think is the qualification God seeks from his devotee? Well, let's find out from the next Chinna Katha. One day in the sacred shrine of Lord Vishwanath at Kashi, all the devotees and temple priests were immersed in singing hymns and reciting chants. All of a sudden, they heard a loud metallic sound. When they turned their heads in that direction, they saw a shining gold plate on the floor of the shrine. Now, it must have fallen from the sky through an open space. All of them gathered around with wonder. While the chief temple priests went close to examine it, he found some letters inscribed on it. It read, "This belongs to my dear devotee." The priest read the inscription loudly. Now all the temple priests, they started fighting with one another to snatch the plate with the feeling, "Well, who could be greater devotee than myself? I spent my time, talent and strength only to worship Lord Vishwanath." But the plate changed into an earthen one the moment they touched it one after the other. Now the news spread like wildfire about the golden plate. Now several scholars, singers, poets and preachers came and tried their luck, but in vain. Now days, weeks and months rolled by, but the plate remained there without an owner. One day a stranger came to the temple. He stood at the entrance and tears gathered in his eyes when he saw beggars, blind, dumb, and lame, piteously pleading for alms. He felt ashamed of his inability to relieve them of their hunger and agony. He wanted to pray to the Lord, so he stepped into the temple. He saw like a lot of people gathered around and they were discussing something, and he tried to squeeze himself into the crowd to find out what was happening there. He then saw the golden plate in the center of the enclosure. He inquired and he was told about the entire episode of how the plate fell off the sky, and till now they couldn't find an owner for the plate. Now, observing this young man, the priest of the temple requested him to try his hand. Now the stranger replied, "O revered one, I do not care for either gold or silver. What I long for is God's grace." The priest's esteem for that man went up, so he once again pressed him, "At least to satisfy us, please try your hand." Now the stranger touched the plate without a trace of attachment. Lo and behold, it shone forth with redoubled effulgence. All the priests gathered around and asked him, "Sir, where do you come from? What are your qualifications? What are the branches of learning you have mastered? How many years did you do penance?" The stranger replied calmly, "I don't belong to any place. I just manage to earn my bread by hard labor. The only sadhana I do is namasmarana. This has perhaps rendered my heart pure and filled it with love and compassion. It has enabled me to control my mind and senses. I have never read any book or mastered any science. The only art I know is chanting the divine name. The only act I do is to be kind to the poor." So the only qualification to become dear to the Lord is to acquire a compassionate heart and sense control. These two can be acquired through namasmarana, chanting the name of the Lord with your heart full of love. So cultivate love and surrender to the Lord. Think of Him every moment of your life. Let His love flow through us to the entire creation and heal the world of all its problems. Remember, dear listeners, love is the only answer to all the problems of the world.
I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. My Lord and I, my Lord and I, my Sai and I, my Sai and I, my Sai and I, my Sai and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over
my Lord and I.
dear listeners, to another beautiful Chinnakatha, and this is called Duty is God. Now, those were the days when the supply of electric power for lighting streets was available only to few big cities in India. Now, in one of the big towns, every street had 3 or 4 oil lamps, each with a glass chimney set on a pole. Now, the municipal authorities employed some laborers to light the lamp at about 6 p.m. in the evening. And the expenses incurred towards oil, wick and the chimney were met by the municipality. Now, there was one lamp lighter who did his job cheerfully and scrupulously. He had great faith in God and always recited the name of his dear God, Rama. He was very punctual and systematic in his work. He used to come to his ward exactly at 5 p.m., clean the chimneys, pour the oil into the container, set the wick right and light the lamp. And while doing all this, he would be singing, Janaki Jeevan Ram Karunga Tumhara Kaam, meaning, O Lord of Janaki, I am doing only your work. I am only serving you. Reports reached the municipal authorities that the lamps lit by this devotee somehow shone brighter all through the night, while the lamps lit by others in the town were dim, and many of them burnt only for part of the night. Now the matter was taken for investigation. The reporting officer submitted to the authorities the fact that all the lamp lighters in the town were given the same oil and the other materials and were also paid the same salary. As far as the street where the lamps shone brightly all through the night, it was a unique case where the lamp lighter was known to be a very pious man doing his duty as service to God. Swami says, any work done sincerely as service to God is bound to reflect his love and glory. For all that is and all that is not belongs to him, and he is all we got. So just play your part to perfection, as in the whole universe he dwells within our hearts.
Little space within the heart is as great as this vast universe. The heavens and the earth are there, the sun and the moon and the stars, the fire and lightning and winds are there. And all that is, and all that is not, belongs to him. And he is all we've got, so we play our part. And like the whole universe, he dwells within our heart. The end and the beginning, the dreams, birthless and deathless and changeless, remains the spirit forever. And life can sometimes be so strange, like walking on a razor's edge. It's now and forever. Each moment is like eternity, much more than we could ever know, can see. So we play our part, and like the whole universe, he dwells within our where we dwell. Under your charm a palace seems. Who has not fallen untangled in your spell, beguiled by visions, wandering in dreams, the shifting house, the mirrors where we dwell, under your charm a palace seems. Who has not fallen tangled in your spell, beguiled by visions, wandering in dreams, the shifting house, the mirrors where we dwell, under your charm a palace seems. Who has not fallen tangled in your spell, beguiled by visions, wandering in dreams, and it's the light of a thousand suns was to blaze all at once in the sky. It's nothing like the splendor of this mighty being until the day we die. We play our part, and like the whole universe, he dwells within our heart. Oh, we play our part, and like the whole, he dwells within our heart. And like a whole universe, he dwells within our
listeners. I am Changu Vijay and this is Love to Love, and today we are listening to some of the beautiful short stories narrated by our beloved Swami. The next story goes thus. A king used to ask three questions to all the people who came to him. The first question was, who is the best person? The second was, what is the best time? And the third, what is the best of all actions? The king was very anxious to know the answers to these questions. One day he went to the forest and was moving about in the hills and the plains. There he saw an ashram and wanted to take some rest. By the time the king reached the ashram, the hermit was watering some plants. The hermit saw the king was rather tired. He stopped watering the plants, ran up to the king and gave him some fruits and cool water. At that time, a man was brought to the ashram by another hermit with wounds all over his body. As soon as the hermit saw this, he went to the man, cleaned up his wounds and gave him some herbs which would cure the wounds. He was also speaking sweet words to console him. The king then wanted to express his gratitude and take leave. The hermit blessed the king, but the king was still troubled by the three questions, and he thought maybe this hermit could help explain the answers to him. The hermit stated that the answers to the three questions that the king posed were contained in the actions which the king just witnessed in the ashram. The hermit explained, when the king came to the ashram, he was watering the plants and that was his duty. On seeing the king, the hermit had given up his duty and had come to the king giving him fruits and water. Now this was in accordance with correct traditions, as the king was his guest. While relieving the king of his thirst and suffering, another injured individual had come to the ashram, and therefore the hermit had given up the duty of serving the king and had gone to the other man and had begun to serve him. So that's when all the answers to the three questions became clear to the king. The answer to the first question, that is, who is the best person, is whoever comes seeking service from you is the best individual at that time. Second, what is the best of actions? Well, whatever satisfaction you can give him by serving him will be the best work you can do. And the third, which is the most sacred of all times, the present when you can do something is the most sacred of all times. So dear listeners, let's serve the Lord with all our hearts, all the time, and chant His glory till we breathe our last. For His name is the sweetest of all names, and His form is the most beautiful thing in the entire creation.
सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 माखन ब्रिज में एक चुरावे एक बेर भिलनी के खावे प्रेम भाव से दोनों के हैं का कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 एक कंस पापी को मारे एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे एक कंस पापी को मारे एक दुष्ट रावण संहारे दोनों दीन के दुख हरत हैं दोनों बल के धाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 एक राधिका के संग राजे एक जानकी संग विराजे एक राधिका के संग राजे एक जानकी संग विराजे चाहे सीता राम कहो या बोलो राधे श्याम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम श्याम
बोलो राम
बोलो श्याम
एक राधा एक मीरा दो
श्याम को चाहा, अंतर क्या दोनों की चाह में बोलो, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन दीवानी, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन दीवानी, एक राधा एक मीरा दोनों ने श्याम को चाहा, अंतर क्या दोनों की चाह में बोलो, अंतर क्या दोनों की चाह में बोलो, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन दीवानी, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन दीवानी। राधा ने मधुबन में ढूंढा, मीरा ने मन में पाया, राधा ने मधुबन में ढूंढा, मीरा ने मन में पाया, राधा जिसे खो बैठे वो गोविंद मीरा हाथ बिछाए, एक रानी एक दासी दोनों हरि प्रेम की प्यासी, अंतर क्या दोनों की प्रीत में बोलो, अंतर क्या दोनों की प्रीत में बोलो, एक सूरत लुभानी एक मूरत लुभानी, एक सूरत लुभानी एक मूरत लुभानी, एक राधा एक मीरा के प्रभु गिरिधर नागर, राधा के मन मोहन सागम पधा पधम पर मगर दर्शन परे, रेगम गम पम पध पद सनि परे आ, प्रभु गिरिधर नागर राधा के मन मोहन, राधा नित श्रृंगार करे और मीरा बन गई जोगन, एक मुरली एक पायल एक दोनों की तृप्ति में बोलो, अंतर क्या दोनों की तृप्ति में बोलो, एक जीत न मानी एक हार न मानी, एक जीत न मानी एक हार न मानी, एक राधा एक मीरा दोनों ने श्याम को चाहा, अंतर क्या दोनों की चाह में बोलो, एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्शन दीवानी, एक प्रेम
ek darsh diwani.
Swami once said, you can understand Radha only if you can fathom the depth of that thirst. Radha believed that Krishna is the Aadhar or basis. She did Arad, worship to Krishna, in a continuous Dhara or stream. In fact, she is Dhara or Prakriti, which is another form of the Lord or Purusha himself. Then how can those who are full of evil tendencies and impulses grasp that relationship? There was once a sultan ruling over the region of Mathura, Vrindavan and other places situated on the banks of river Yamuna. During his reign, the emperor of Vijayanagara came on pilgrimage and stayed at Vrindavan for a few days to pay homage to Lord Krishna at the temple. Now, the sultan understood that the emperor had come only to pay respects to that one in the shrine at Vrindavan, and he decided to himself, come what may, he too wanted to have that spiritual experience. So late one night, he went and called out before the closed doors of the temple and asked, who is inside? He heard a voice which gave the reply, Govind Maharaj and Radharani. The sultan was now sure that there were two people living inside, a super emperor and his super empress. He was filled with an agonizing yearning to see the distinguished occupants of the temple. So he waited outside the door without food or drink for 3 full days. He was overcome with hunger and thirst, but he did not stir, for he was afraid that the imperial couple may emerge at any moment and he might miss their darshan. That night, when the town was asleep, just before midnight, Govind Maharaj and Radharani emerged from the shrine. They signed to the sultan to follow them. They moved on until they reached the banks of Yamuna, where thousands of gopas and gopis were gathered to welcome them. There was music and dance in the bright moonlight. Heavenly joy shone on every face. At 4 a.m. they returned to the temple, and before they passed through the closed door, they gave into the hands of the sultan the kankanas they wore on their wrists for safekeeping, and before he could say anything, they had vanished. Now, in the morning, a party of priests came along at that time, and seeing the sultan there, they asked him as to why he was standing there and what was in his hands. The sultan said, Govind Maharaj and Radharani have just gone in. I was there with them at the Yamuna bank from midnight until a few minutes ago, and they had given me this kankanas for safekeeping, and I have no idea why. So they surmised that probably he was a thief who was caught in the act and was trying to spin a story to escape, but they found the locks of the temple unbroken, everything intact. When they opened the door, only the idol of Lord Krishna had no gold kankanas. Now they were convinced that the man outside was a great bhakta who had the unique vision of the Lord. They honored him and craved pardon for doubting him. So dear listeners, develop that sincere yearning for God, and that's all that is needed. Swami says, if you need me, you deserve me.
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjariya Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjariya Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivana Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivana Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jammu Gopi Radhana Cha. Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Ho Radha Madhava, Jai Ho Kunjavi Hari. Dancing at the feet of my Lord, all is bliss, all is bliss. I'm dancing at the feet of my Lord, all is bliss.
Krishna.
Welcome back, dear listeners. I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we are listening to some of the beautiful short stories narrated by our beloved Swami. There was once a millionaire who was bothered by two aches, the one in his stomach and the other in his head. Now, he was examined and treated by a galaxy of medical experts. He consumed heavy loads of drugs and underwent hundreds of injections, but the aches persisted with greater vigor than ever before. Now, at last, a monk arrived at the scene of his agony. The monk spoke very kindly to him and pronounced the fault to be in his eye. The monk said, "Set right the eye and the head on top and the stomach below would behave fine. To improve the eye, concentrate on only one color. Concentrate on green." The monk suggested, "Do not let your eyes fall on red or yellow or any other color." So the rich man got together a group of painters and purchased barrels of green color and directed that every object on his eye was likely to fall should be painted thick green. Now, just as how the Ashtagraha calamity results in a rich harvest for all the priests of the place, the millionaire's problem resulted in a rich harvest for all the painters. So when the monk came back to him after about 10 days, the painter ran towards the monk with a bucket of green paint, for the monk was wearing a red gown. The holy man reprimanded his patient and said he had wasted lakhs of rupees as a result of his monumental stupidity. The monk said, "Only if you have purchased a pair of green spectacles worth perhaps 4 rupees, you could have saved these walls, trees, pots, pans, chairs, sofas, and maybe a pretty large share of your fortune." So dear listeners, let's not go out there and try to paint the world green. Instead, let us be the change we want to see in the world.
सबके भगवान साई राम साई राम साई राम साई श्याम साई श्याम साई श्याम
साई राम साई राम साई राम साई श्याम साई श्याम साई श्याम
प्रशांति निलयम ऐसा धाम जहाँ बसे सबके भगवान
छवि देखो फूलों में उसे हंसता देखो कण कण में साई छवि देखो फूलों में उसे हंसता देखो
प्रेम शांति का सच्चा ज्ञान प्रेम शांति का सच्चा ज्ञान प्रशांति मिले हम ऐसा धाम जहां बसे सबके भगवान साई राम साई राम साई राम साई श्याम साई श्याम साई श्याम
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Sham, Sai Sham, Sai Sham, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Sham, Sai Sham, Sai Sham, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Sham, Sai Sham, Sai Sham.
जहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर
कैसी लीला तूने रचाई
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर
कैसी लीला तूने रचाई
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई
पाए राग जो राही भटका मिट
गई जो भी थी शंकाएं,
मिट गई जो भी थी शंकाएं,
तूने ऐसी सीख सिखाई,
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई, जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई।
There is a widely prevalent habit among some of us IT devotees, of course myself included, of judging and labeling other people as devotees and non-devotees. Well, what do we know? What can we possibly know about the inner workings of another person's mind? You know, there was once a queen who was a great devotee of Lord Rama. She felt so sad that her husband, the Raja, never even uttered the name of Rama and had no devotion. She had vowed that the first occasion on which she got evidence of, about the king's devotion or at least respect for the name of Lord Rama, she would conduct a puja in all the temples and feed the poor on a lavish scale. A few days later, one night, while fast asleep, the Raja uttered the name of Rama thrice, very prayerfully in his sleep. Now, she heard the Namasmaran happening and was very happy at the discovery of her husband's devotion to Rama. She immediately ordered general rejoicing throughout the kingdom and feeding of the poor. Now, the Raja did not know the reason for the celebration, for he was only told that it was an order from the queen, which the officers carried out. Similarly, her husband may not be even aware of the excellence of his wife's spiritual attainment. There is a case of a couple who were proceeding through a thick jungle on a pilgrimage to an inaccessible shrine. The husband saw on the footpath a precious stone shining brilliantly when the sun's rays fell upon it in between the leaves. So he very hastily threw some sand over it so that his wife would not be tempted to pick it up and become slave, you know, to the precious stone. The wife saw the gesture and chided the husband for still retaining in his mind a distinction between sand and diamond. For her, both were the same. So dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed the Chinna Kathas and the music that followed. Now, do you know of a story that had a deep impact on your life? It could be a story that you heard from your grandparents, or it could be something that you saw in a movie. Whatever the story is, do share it with us. The story and, of course, how it impacted your life. Well, you know the address. It's listener@radiosai.org. The time in the studios is currently close to 3:30 and it's a pleasant Thursday afternoon here in Prashanthi Nilayam. Before I make way to Brother Ganesh for the Telugu Live segment, let me sign off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy.
Some know you as Buddha, some say Zoroastra, some say Krishna, but I know you're one and the same, just different names, and from time to time, to help mankind, you keep coming around. Some know you as Allah, some know you as Jesus. Yeah.